We continue in Job, studying the book of Job, learning to trust God from the book of Job is the theme. Right now we're looking at Job and his friends, which is round one, which consists of Job has finally spoken, Eliphaz then speaks, Job speaks, Bildad speaks, Job speaks, Zophar speaks, and then Job speaks. That's the part section that we're in right now. We left off with Eliphaz and Job, chapters 4 to 7. What I would like, my notes keep growing, and I'm going to have to edit some while I'm up here. So some of the things I might not cover that are in the notes, those of you that are getting the notes will at least still get that. But there's so many good passages that we miss out on in a lesson and a series of sermons. Otherwise it turns into a long type of a thing, longer than I would like to do. So I'm hoping that this very important study, which is dear to our hearts, when you think about everyone here is dealing with things where this book, I believe, helps us to trust God. I just hope that you will study on your own. I want you to keep paying attention to the difference between fearing God as God and Job use it and as Satan and his friends use it. See if there's a difference. And if there is, pay attention to that. We also, I think, we're pretty grounded on the principle of retribution. This is a common denominator with all four of them, which makes it for a very testing time for them all, because two of these three are can only be right. And so the friends feel that Job's not righteous, and Job questions God's justice. I asked Jesse to lead that song, Angry Words, because these men love one another, but the words are becoming angrier and angrier as we study this, because it's frustrating that Job questions God's justice. It's frustrating for Job to have these three friends whom he loves to travel all that distance and even sit for 7 days not saying anything. He saw how upset they are, and then the things that they say, the way that they say them, and that hurts. He has said in his first speech, Job, that he wanted to die. In chapter 6, 8 to 10, he wanted God to crush him. How did his children die? They were crushed. They were in their house, the wind came, and they were crushed. Job implies or says, basically, if God really cared for me, he would end my life. He would kill me. But we know from chapter 2, God tells the accuser, you can do anything but end his life. Why? Because God does care for Job. He does love him. And also, I asked if you have any questions to ask me. And so far I've been getting some questions, which has changed my way of studying what things I'm looking at. I mentioned it that last week some. James 5:11 has to constantly be on your mind as you study this. We know the passage. Let me read James 5, verse 10 and 11. In fact, if you would turn there. Verse 10 says, as an example, brethren, of suffering and patience, Take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. Verse 11. We count those blessed who endured. You've heard the endurance of Job and have seen the outcome of the Lord's dealings, that the Lord is full of compassion and is merciful. We see the ESV says, you've heard the endurance of Job and have seen the purpose of the Lord's dealings. The New King James, the end intended of the Lord. And the NIV says, finally brought about. God had a plan, a purpose for all this. And we see that outcome. We see that the Lord is compassionate and merciful. No, we see the Lord is full of compassion. He is full of mercy. For those that endure, specifically for Job. So when you read this and you study this, keep looking for that purpose that God is looking for. Keep looking for the compassion that God gives. Not just at the end. Keep looking for that mercy. And the most important thing is make the application in your life. One other thing kind of with that. In Daniel chapter 9 and verse 18, Daniel is praying. They're in captivity. He knows it's about time that God has set that they could be released, but they must repent and speak of their sins and repent of them. And this is what Daniel does. In verse 18 it says, for we are not presenting our supplications before you on account of any merits of our own, but on account of your great compassion. In other words, we haven't done anything to merit you releasing us from this captivity. Just the opposite. We're counting on your great compassion. That's what James is talking about. That's what this book is trying to show us, God's purpose. Now when we look and see what all is going on, it's like, whoa, really? That's why we need to study it. That's why we need